Discussing issues. 1.
Well, I think it would be quite successful because, you know, it would force the big companies to eliminate unhealthy products and finally consider the consumer's health.
But hang on a minute. Hang on. What about people making their own decisions on what they consume? I mean, the state shouldn't interfere in everything. We shouldn't be treated like small children, right? I mean, sometimes we all crave something sweet. Why can't I choose for myself anymore? I simply don't like the idea of some kind of, I don't know, health authority telling me what to consume. I do understand, you know, regulations in schools and such. We do need to make sure our children don't get addicted to sugar at a young age.
Oh, yeah, quite. You're quite right. There's just no point in forcing the food industry to reduce the sugar content in all their products or banning advertisements of sweets. I also believe in choice and proper education so that people can make informed decisions themselves, you know?
2.
I think it won't work, quite honestly. People are used to food tasting a certain way, and reduced sugar content does affect the flavour greatly. So what will happen is the food companies will turn to alternatives, which are definitely not healthy either. And many companies are going to go and market the benefits of less sugar in their products without revealing all the chemicals they've stuck in there instead.
I think you're exaggerating. I mean, don't the products have to have labels detailing all the ingredients?
Well, I think Tina has a point there. I mean, at the end of the day, you can find nutrition information on all of the labels. Also, everyone should know that advertisements are not made to give comprehensive information on a product. I mean, the aim is to sell it.
3.
Well, I'm on the side of the food manufacturers on this one. They quite rightly see it as each individual's responsibility. Why should they worry about possible health risks? People eat and drink whatever they like. And seriously, you've got to enjoy life and stop worrying about things all the time.
Yeah, but that's not really what it's all about. I mean, I see it as a general health issue, and I believe we're all responsible for protecting the vulnerable in our society. If you allow children to get used to a high sugar intake, they will become sick and overweight adults. That leads to higher expenses within the healthcare system and a reduced quality of life. Wouldn't you agree that banning certain ads and unhealthy products has more benefits than drawbacks? It's not really only about personal liberty.
I don't see that at all. No one's forcing you to buy that sugary snack or soda pop, really.
Yeah, why should I not be allowed to enjoy my favorite chocolate bar or a milkshake from time to time? Not everybody overdoes it or gets overweight immediately. Also, as far as children are concerned, it's up to their parents to teach them what is good for them and what's not, so that they learn to question information they get and look closely at labels before they buy something.
4.
The way I see it, the solution would be to have restrictions as to how much sugar should be allowed in a single product, right? Maybe there should be a warning on food with a high sugar content so that people become more aware of it. Wouldn't that be better than enforcing strict regulations?
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. I guess it's fine to have warnings on certain products, but I do believe we have to protect and educate our children better. So strict regulations regarding what is sold at schools do absolutely make sense. And, I mean, what's wrong about forcing the food industry to lower the sugar content in soft drinks? I mean, come on.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the way to go. It's not about chocolate bars and cakes, which we all enjoy from time to time. The real problem is the sugar hidden in the drinks and ready-made meals. That's where state regulations seem to be necessary to really make...